think about, I think this song was sung in maybe the 60s by some blacks. So if you feel like loving me, I mean, if you get the notion, I second that emotion.
Absolutely.
You know that song?
I do.
I do.
As carnal as it could be, but that's all right. Yeah, it talks to me. That one. Ruth, no wonder you say, so stop. Well, we talked about the fallen Sophia this morning. Now we're going to talk about those that are in a higher place, and then we'll talk about the highest place. Okay. Song of Solomon has long been a favorite of mine. It is the most personal song that you could read, because the lady in it is Bethulah. That is a virgin, and she knows who she's married to. She knows her shepherd. You ever read that allegory? You need to read it. She loves her shepherd. She sees herself in her humanity. She said, I'm black, O you daughters of Jerusalem, but I'm comely. You got it? I'm comely. So we're going to build up to that point, I hope. Okay, want to show you the heavenly ladies first. I'll put these up so you can see them. Remember, we talked this morning that the Stygian, Jesus had to come to show us what a wife looked like, the wife of God, because he was that feminine manifestation on the earth for us, to show us we could all do it. You can do it. Because I live, you can do it. When he came on the cusp of Aries. This is the constellation of Aries. Do you see where this woman is in Aries?
Yeah.
He put her in the throne room. She was on the throne. So we're talking about the Shekinah.
Yeah.
The Shulamite. The El Shaddai. The many-breasted one that you are. You can feed the sincere milk of the word through the El Shaddai that you are. And have we seen that this weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have.
It's amazing. I come to these mountains and I remember another dream I had. Just put up with me a while.
Okay.
I was at the foot of a mountain here in the Smokies. And of course, they're always warning you about the bears because they have the black bear. Anyway, in the dream, a big black bear rose up in front of me like this. And when he did, there appeared a scroll in my right hand. And I rapped him across the nose. He got on his fours. And I rode him to the top of that mountain. And every time he would rise up, I hit him with that scroll across the nose to keep him submitted unto that higher thing that I was. And I knew that I could ride that beast to the top of that mountain. I was so humbled when I got to the top of the mountain. The light just began to come through. It was a heavenly light. That I was so humble, I just crawled on my belly toward the light. Because I couldn't believe that he would speak to me in such a personal way. In every one of you, that has happened, did you know who you are? You are the scene of that invisible, the song we sang, that Roka sang to us. You're the dawning, you're the genesis, the dawning of a light that has no genesis. My goodness. Anyway, when I got to the top, I just crawled in the light, and there appeared a house, always in my dreams, I guess. And I watched my mother in the dream, my natural mother. I watched her take dimes and give them to someone because she wanted to see the vision, the movie, and they weren't going to let her in. They were blonde and blue-eyed, so they're absolutely Israel.
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
But they were not going to let her in.
Wow.
Which Israel is that? So I took my fist like this, and I hit both of those blonde, blue-eyed women in the jaw. And I changed their eating habits forever.
There you go.
They couldn't eat the same thing anymore.
Amen.
You ladies think you're bound in that church? You were sent to that church.
Amen.
Yes.
You're not bound in that church.
Right.
You're not bound anywhere. I heard my sister Patsy telling her story. She said, I chose to be the Baptist. I was raised in Pentecostalism. She knows all about it. She's been filled with the Holy Spirit. All of these ladies. So you've got the equipment. It's all there. Things are going to happen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I agree.
Wonderful.
Anyway, in the dream, I hit them in the jaw, and their jaws disintegrated. Just totally disintegrated. That was the end of that dream. Just before I met Rokas and Carolyn, I was asking for a word because I'd begun to read Gary Ziegler, and somebody had introduced me to Rokas' writings, so I got on his web page and I downloaded everything he wrote and ate it like with a spoon, like it was honey. It was awesome for me. It was a life-changing thing. So my eating habits were going to be changed again, too. So all this stuff I was reading, Karen brought me things from Gary Ziegler, and I never heard of this man. And I never heard of that Dutchman called Rokas den Hartog. I didn't know those people. I didn't know our Barbara, our Dorothy. Some of you I knew, of course. She's been in my life so long. She's part of me. She's my loincloth. She covers me up, oh God. Anyway, in this dream, Mother was huge. She had grown. And we watched this woman grow in us, this great divine feminine that we are, this soul that we are, that we might be his wife, to receive only his seed. There's no way you can cheat us or betray us or deceive us, because it is such a marriage between you, and it is so personal with your experiences. Nobody can take it away from you, and nobody can give it to you either.
Right.
It's an awesome thing. Anyway, she was huge, Mother was. She had on purples and blues, and she dressed like a Virgin Mary, really, like the Roman Catholics dress the Virgin, except she was really big. Well, I watched her pay her money again, her dimes. That's your redemption money. You know that, don't you? You put your silver in. This girl put her silver in here tonight. I don't know what all she's going to reap out of that. It'll be amazing. We won't believe it.
Amen. We will see it.
Absolutely.
Amen. We will see the manifestation of it in all of our lives,
yes,
and Barbara's life.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Anyway, Mother put her money in, and where we were in the dream, it was like a motel rest place. And they would not let her lay down and rest. And she just winked at me. And she took my hand. She said, "We're going to take a leap." Because I was saying, "God, what about all this I'm reading and hearing now?" Because I was definitely under the law where I was. Where she took me to a cliff. And when she said, "We're going to take a leap," my first thought was, "And we will die." Well, we began to take that leap, and it was a long way for down to the grass. We took that leap, and we just floated to the ground. And when we touched the ground, the grass was blue. And we both had hind's feet to walk on the high places.
Wow.
So I knew that this was the right thing for me. I knew it was the right thing for me to take that leap of faith. And she said just the right words. "We're going to take a leap." Some of you have taken a leap here.
It's true. Yeah.
And it's a beautiful leap of faith. Anyway, that's the end of that dream. I'm going to get back to her. And the reason I want you to see it in the heavenly constellations is because this, the heavens, must marry the earth,
yes,
and get in your feet. It has to be in your walk, in your life, in your pain, in your disappointment, in all the positives, all the negatives, whatever you count. It's life. We were sent here to experience that life. So Jesus does a beautiful thing. He don't set the man up. He sets the woman in the throne room. And I want you to look. This, he comes with a sword, her husbandman, to protect her. And he holds the great whore's head in his hand.
Yep.
The snake, the Medusa, and she turns to stone after he chops her head off. You know that old myth, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, look it up and read it. Anyway, his name's Perseus, the Breaker. This happens. This is where the lamb becomes the ram. Did she not blow that horn tonight?
Yes.
A beautiful, beautiful thing. The Jewish people did it often. The Feast of Trumpets, the many blowings. If you just know your Old Testament a little bit, you'll know what it meant. You couldn't give an uncertain sound, or they wouldn't know what to do.
Yes.
So they had to blow the trumpet clearly, making the people understood what that trumpet meant, what it was for. We sing a little song about, what is it, with the feast. It won't rain on your land if you keep not the feast. Help me, Karen.
It won't rain on your land if you keep not the feast. It won't rain.
And your feet, they can't stand.
And your feet, they can't stand.
So it just...
In God's day of release.
In God's day of release. Yes, absolutely. We sing it in our midst. So this is the day of release.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to have it. We're having it. Like Rokas said before he left here. With Carolyn's permission, I'm going to tell a dream that I had before he passed. Just before he wrote that beautiful article. Rokas was Dutch, and they're very invasive. They will get right in your face and sit right by you on the couch or hold you just tight. And it was very clean. Rochus was innocent. It was very clean. But in the dream, he appeared at my door, and he looked so much younger. He was just radiant at my bedroom door. And I was sleeping with Johnny, of course. He said, "I've come to teach you a new language. I want to teach you this." So he got in bed and wrapped his body around me and held me like a brother. And he took and whispered in my ear. He said, "Listen to this and repeat it exactly after me, because you're going to speak a new language." Well, I'm feeling that coming to pass for sure. So Jesus, he puts the woman where she belongs, the sensitive one, the one that has some emotion, where it male and female inside. You do know this. It happens to men too. Thank God they're not exempt. I love my man. He's awesome. We need men.
Yep. Yes, we
men.
But the woman needs her place. Okay? He put her in the throne room. Well, that ended the age of Aquarius, as it was on the cusp of the age of Aquarius and Pisces. This is in the constellations. All you got to do is look. In this constellation, the church had taken over. The Roman Catholic Church, the Nicene Council that she read about this morning. If you hadn't read that, you need to look into what the Roman Catholics did. And then Martin Luther was going up steps doing penance on broken glass and nails. And God showed him grace. And he moved out of that and became a Lutheran. And then there were steps and steps that I could name. So, the church, the religious part, puts her in chains. Woman, be quiet.
Yeah.
Woman,
yeah.
Get the. Yeah. I've been a getter or a gopher.
Yeah.
Do. Yeah. Submit. Don't speak. You can't vote. You can't wear pants.
Cover your head.
You can't do all of this stuff. So, the church in itself put the woman in chains.
Yeah.
In Christ, we're neither bond nor free. Do you agree? Male or female? Absolutely. So for 2,000 years, this woman suffers this. So we've got the two women. Now this is in the House of the Unknown, and this constellation or this galaxy is actually called Andromeda. They say we're going to collide. I don't believe that. But that's what it's called if you ever hear of Andromeda. And you see the dualistic hearing. Mm-hmm. One of these fish is going straight to the throne room. But the other one just goes along the elliptical plane and doesn't move anywhere. That's that dualistic hearing that we had in our bondages. Okay. In Virgo, we see the most beautiful, beautiful thing. This is actually the first constellation in spiritual astrology, and it has to be. He needed a virgin to manifest through, a divine feminine that could cry, that could laugh, that could sense, have the sensitivity to grow close enough to him without that ego man thing in us standing up. That was crucified. So here we see the virgin. Now my Wendy drew this, and like I tell everybody, she is thoroughly modern Millie, because in the constellations, she didn't look anything like this. Methuselah has a dress on, and she's a beautiful lady. And we see her having, out of her relationship, she has a son. You are the son. You're bearing that seed. Yes, the man-child that she danced to was so fierce. And she's bouncing him. It's proof in the pudding that she has a relationship, because she has the proof right here on her knee. At the same time, you see booties. This speaks of Jesus, the coming one, holding the sickle in his hand. You know that old tale, don't you? And here we see the centaur, the two natures, beast and man. She's put a woman there, but it's supposed to be a man, a centaur. A centaur is half-assed, that's all I know to say. Sorry. Graphics. Karen will give me a bath when I get done. Anyway, I wanted you to see these in the hands. The first lady is born under fire sign. She is actually the Shekinah glory, the divine feminine. Oh, I'm trying to think of what she is. Oh, she's water. This lady is a water sign. In this, in the constellations, you're either air, fire, water, or earth. Where is the earth? We have to know this. So let me read you about some scripture real fast. I'm getting all ahead of myself, or whatever I am or I ain't, I don't know. In Jacob's life, we saw four women. You talk about sex. Absolutely. The man, I want to say, hey, give me 40 acres, I'm going to turn this rig around. How about me having four husbands?
You know, yeah, right.
This ain't fair. It is life, but we all alive. Oh, we see four mothers in Jacob's life, because he wanted to marry Rachel, you know the deal. But she went to bed with the veil on her face, and he didn't know the daylight what he'd been in bed with. And her name was Leah, and it meant weak-eyed, weary, grieved, disgusted. Her firstborn son meant to see, because she couldn't see her own beauty. Stop that stuff. Whoever told you you weren't beautiful? Whoever said that to you in your life? You're the most beautiful thing God ever created and is forming in this earth. Yeah. Let me read their names to you. Leah, of course, he had her first. Weak-eyed, poor visionary, beautiful, jealous. Today, when Sherry came in, she couldn't get over everybody blessing her and telling her how beautiful she was.
Yeah.
You know, out there in the world, cats will eat you alive. women together in cahoots in the carnal mind, you better stay away.
Absolutely.
Okay. Zilpah was a handmaiden of Leah. Her name means to trickle, droppings, slowly falling like myrrh, distilling process. It's the same word as Mary in Scripture, or bitterness. Things are done in mercy. Drops around us are always falling. Oh, I don't know the song, can't remember it all, but you know the old song. Anyway, she refuses to grow stagnant in herself. And they say these women were so breathtakingly beautiful.
Wow.
Just breathtakingly
my
beautiful.
Ancestry.
All of them. Her name also means dignity. Well, he's still wanting, he has a relationship with Rachel, but God told her she was going to be barren for a while. Don't think you've just been put up. Do you hear me? It's for a reason.
Thank you, Father.
Rachel was begging for God to open her womb, but it had to be at the right time. Her name means a good traveler. Sheep, they will follow. You try to leave goats, they're everywhere. But the sheep know my voice.
Yeah.
My sheep know my voice.
Yes, they do.
And they won't hear anything else.
Yeah.
Don Cooley said he went over there to Israel, and he was watching the shepherds, and he said, what is this about the sheep know your voice to the shepherds? He had an interpreter with him. He said, you going to be here about 5 o'clock today? And Don said, yeah. He said, they get at the top of the hill and cry out, Kay Lee! And the sheep comes to their shepherd and clings to him, and their shepherds all over that hill.
Oh, that's cool.
They know, you know his voice. I mean, you can't hear anything else. You are not the whore that sits on many waters, but you're the woman clothed with the sun, the crown of stars. That's an understanding of the constellations on your head bone. That's what that is. And the moon emotions. The moon governs our emotions. It's very important where it is. And I can tell you right now, it's moving out of Capricorn and into Aquarius, because we're all going to get airheaded here. So there's, we had a fire mother, Shekinah. We had a water mother, Andromeda, the chained one. You've known chains, hadn't you?
Oh, my God.
Did you hear Deborah last night talk about the chains in her house?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Chains come.
Yeah.
And then Rachel has a handmaiden named Bilhah. And she's a nail biter. She's afraid of everything. Her name means to be fearful, terrified. I used to be scared to death to go to sleep when I was a little girl, because I was afraid the moon would drip blood before daylight, and I wouldn't be taken in some kind of rapture. Well, let me tell you something. I've been raptured so many times. You talk about the coming of Jesus Christ. It is constant. Yes. I believe in his appearance because he's appearing in us.
Yes.
To the fullness of his power.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Good.
Anyway, Bilha means fear hath torment. Do we know about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure do.
To the deepest level. You let her work on you one time. She'll tell you where your fear is. You better be strong. She'll be gentle. But she'll tell you where the bear pooped in the woods. So he has four women. We need an earth mother. Something to put it in the earth. What did I do with them? There she is. We had to have, do you see the four women, four manifestations? The throne room, the fire. The chains, fearful, grieving, all those things. In the water side. And here we see her coming in the earth. We need the earth. It's got to get in our feet, like I said, to begin with. And this really putting it where it needs to be, that we're bearing the sun. So these are the four women in Jacob's life.
What about the heir? Was there one that's the heir?
Yes. Well, this would have to be the heir.
Oh,
this virgin is the heir sign. In the where is that crown you got from my house?
I don't know. It was here and it's not anymore. I don't know what happened to
in the Jewish Kabbalah or the Hebrew, we have, you see the fire, the earth, and I mean not the earth, you see the fire, the air, and the water. But in the missing letter, there are four prongs to that side of the crown, and the missing letter has to be the earth mother. Somebody has to put it in their feet, actually manifesting the sun to each other. Am I making any sense?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
beautiful.
Yeah.
So that covers all of it, this earth mother. But I see it coming together. I feel like I'm too determined to do this. In the Shulamite. Remember, she's already been had, so to speak, because she falls in love with the shepherd boy. From the beginning, she's in love, in love, in love. So here comes Solomon. Now you talk about sex, 700 wives and 300 concubines, there ain't no way he could have got around to all them women. The scripture says, and Solomon's problem was, he wouldn't inherit because he loved many strange women. There's a great difference in that one that's in the throne room. And that one that isn't. So that shows you the woman standing in the sun with the moon under her feet, the crown of stars upon her head. That's us. We sing that beautiful, beautiful song. Anyway, let me get back to the Shulamite. I'm trying to teach a whole lot in one thing. Anyway, Solomon does everything he can to woo her. Can you imagine? Do you know the beauty that she had that he wanted so much he couldn't get it? She wasn't giving him the time of day, because she was already married in her heart. So he shows up with all of his tents and all of his beauty and all of this stuff, and her brothers are saying, "You're a fool." She said, "My brothers, they made me a keeper of vineyards, but I never kept my own." You've been there, haven't you? Well, it works. Doing your works.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
So the king wants an audience with her. What does he want this little shepherd girl for?
Exactly.
He's got the Queen of Sheba.
Yeah.
And all of those women to choose from.
Yeah, hundreds.
But in her, he sees something that he cannot get. She said, "While King Ego sits at my table, my spikenard, my aroma, where you've been in the mortar and pedestal and crushed and crushed and crushed and crushed and crushed until the aroma of you, it just fills all of your senses. And that ego don't mean a thing." King Solomon in his pomp and circumstance and his beauty. And here she is, a little shepherd girl. So, so much in love. It says spikenard is of the valerian family. A flowing plant. Has rhizomes. If you've ever grown irises, there's a bulb underneath, and that's where that aroma comes from. Anyway, the rhizomes under the ground stems can be crushed and distilled into an intensely aromatic, amber-colored essential oil, extremely thick. Like nard is used in perfume, incense, and a sedative herbal medicine to fight insomnia, bursts of difficulties, and other minor ailments. She says, "My spikenard, do you know the story of the altar of incense that you are? You know the ingredients before you can go into your Holy of Holies? You gotta smell good, dude. You clean up your own stuff. You don't crawl out in the middle in front of people and have your BM. That's a private matter."
Yes, yes it is.
Keep it private. Don't smell up everybody else's world.
That's the same perfume that Mary Magdalene used for Jesus' feet.
Absolutely.
The
very,
wages.
Very same thing. We're given absolute ingredients to that holy incense. You take the altar of fumigation that's inside of you. That's what incense means.
Yes.
Fumigate that dude. Smoke him out of that place.
Smoke him. I mean, smoke him.
Let it fly. Then that gives you access beyond the veil.
Yes.
So what you're spoken so privately to, and it's yours. Nobody can take it away from you. Your relationship. Never. Let anything interrupt your relationship with the Christ man.
Yes.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't hear it. Don't eat it. Don't breathe it. Don't be a part of it. Be what you are. Let them know you're already married. Like they told me when they were done, I said, "Hello. I'm a lot of things, but I ain't done. You didn't hire me, dudes."
That's right.
No. Nobody's my hired servant, and you can't fire me.
Yeah.
That is not going to happen. I got much more to do.
Yes, you do.
What did I cut? Lord, when you see the blood pass over me, all right? That I'm a bloody sacrifice. I need it.
It's really intense.
Okay, let's see where I'm going with this. Where is that scripture? Okay, let me get my Bible. Because I'm forgetting.
Do you want a band-aid?
Ah, just let her bleed. I don't care.
You're going to have a lot of red letter words in there.
Of his mouth, that his saliva and mine might be one. You talk about French kissing. Oh, amen, hello, and yes. Let those drunk in the spirit.
Yes. Oh, yes.
All weekend here.
Yes.
And I hadn't had one thing to drink, but tonight I am.
Cheers.
Thy love is better than wine.
Yes. Oh my Lord.
And because the savor,
yes,
of those good ointments, those bitter herbs, did you not hear, Bonita?
Yes.
We had bitter herbs with our lamb.
Yes.
Of course, that's the Passover feast. What a great feast. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, the death angel passes over us constantly because there's a lamb in the house. With your feet shod.
Yes.
With the preparation of the gospel of truth.
Yeah.
She says, thy name is as ointment poured forth. I've seen it all weekend.
Yes.
And every one of you, it's poured out of you in a unity and a oneness that blows my mind.
Yeah.
It'll take me a long time to ever forget this meeting.
Amen.
It won't happen.
No.
I've never seen such a oneness and an infusing of cosmic love.
Yeah.
I mean to the cosmic power and beyond that.
Amen.
Yes, he's more powerful than the cosmos. Did he not fling it from his fingertips?
Sure,
of course.
Sure,
we were there. Where were you when the foundations were laid? When the sons of God sang together? We've been there and done that. Now we're putting it in our feet.
Amen.
Right this minute. She says, draw me, and I'll,
yes,
I'll run after you. If I be lifted up, like Barbara said, you forget all about you, your ego, who hears it and don't hear it. I just don't give a damn.
Yeah.
Whether you do or whether you don't, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yes.
And I so wish that we could hear to the furthest degree to the cells of our body,
yes,
until we're totally changed.
Mm-hmm.
If he's lifted up, like Moses lifted up the ego in the serpent, made a brazen serpent, and put it on a pole. If you look at that, you will not die. We've been looking at that all weekend. You are the crucifixion.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, you are.
Yes, we're embracing our cross.
Amen. I'm black, but I'm comely.
Right.
We see our humanity, but we know who we are. Because the Son hath looked upon me. My mother's children, her brothers, they were saying, get her away from that shepherd. You go into a church and they say, you can't speak, you're a woman. Mm-hmm. Well, kiss my left toe. I just didn't get it. But this big eye, little new thing, it wasn't sticking in my craw for many years. So she says, my mother's children are angry with me, and they wouldn't let me keep the sheep anymore. So they made me a keeper of everybody's vineyard but my own. And you know what happens when you're hoeing into somebody else's garden? You're a meddling. Keep your hoe out of my garden.
Keep your hoe out of my garden.
Honest to God, that wasn't planned. I think Rokas is standing up here. Don't put it on Facebook.
That was a joke.
Tell me, O whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest and where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. You know what happened at noon? The sun is straight up. And he says, take a break. Debbie, take a break. Bonita, take a break.
Yes.
The sun is straight up. It's neither
siesta,
dark nor light. It's all of it. It's all in all at noontime. So his flock rests at noon. I'm going to skip a little bit. Then the king wants an audience with her. I mean, that the ego thing blows my mind. It just, you can't satisfy that dude. It just wants attention, 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 attention. So, she says, while King Ego is sitting at my table, the only thing I can do, my spikenard sendeth forth this pungent. It releases the smell thereof, gets into his nose brain. And he wants this shepherd girl because he can't never have her.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
And that's who we are. That's where we are in time. It's why it's so important that we keep embracing the cross every day. Take up the cross every day. It's different every day. But it's awesome every day. It might be mutable, it might be dualistic, but it's most likely cardinal because we have cardinal understanding. That's the most ascended cross that there is in the zodiac. There are four cardinal crosses. Aries is a cardinal cross. Libra is a cardinal cross. God help me if I can remember. I have to get this thing out to see it. There's one in every sign. Manasseh was a cardinal cross. Well, I've lost my thought on that. I'm sorry.
Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn are partner.
All of them, yes.
Yeah.
I have that in my family. I'm an Aries. Johnny's a Capricorn. Bruce is a Libra. And what's the other one?
Morgan's a Cancer.
Yes.
You have three in your house, Jane.
Yes.
You have five.
Just think about those little things that match up with your heavens and your earth. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I'm going to hush in a minute. The next verse says, a bundle of myrrh is my well-beloved unto me. He shall lie all my night time between my breasts. In the deepest recesses of us, he is our healer. There is a balm in Gilead, a healing balm.
Yes.
It's inside you. And when the pressures come, you begin to feel that peace and that sweet thing. In my most terrifying times and moments in my life, I've cried out, oh God, and he's never forsaken me. I've got to feel you, Master. I want to feel you and nothing but you. So he comes. Lo, he comes, leaping upon the mountains, the scripture says. On the mountain of spices, and his feet hit the mountain of spices. You know what happened? It stirs that spice all over the world, just as Barbara said.
Mm-hmm. That's what we did.
We're the answer for mankind in this hour. That thing we have in us. There, you think this is all there is? There's many of us.
Yes.
All over this earth, there are little pods of people that have an understanding that they're so married. They're Beth Ula. Every virgin is an Alma, but every virgin is not a Beth Ula. There's only one of those, and you're that Beth Ula. I'm done.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Beautiful.